The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. On a Sabbath, Jesus went to dine at the home of one of the leading Pharisees, and the people there were observing him carefully. He told a parable to those who had been invited, noticing how they were choosing the places of honor at the table. When you are invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not recline at table in the place of honor. A more distinguished guest than you may have been invited by him, and the host, who invited both of you, may approach you and say, "Give your place to this man," and then you would proceed with embarrassment to take the lowest place. Rather, when you are invited, go and take the lowest place, so that when the host comes to you, he may say, "My friend, move up to a higher position." Then you will enjoy the esteem of your companions at the table, for everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted. The Gospel of the Lord. God, and once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. And once again, welcome back. I thought I'd tell you a little bit about our saint for the day, St. Charles Borromeo. Because St. Charles Borromeo is a story, his life is a story of unusual hope. And we could all use a little bit more hope in our own time, couldn't we? So Charles Borromeo was born in northern Italy in the early years of the 1500s. And if you remember your history, you might remember that the early years of the 1500s were one of the worst years in the history of the church. You know, the Protestant Reformation was erupting, and it didn't erupt out of nothing. The church was in need of reform, and badly. Bishops did not live in their dioceses. They lived somewhere else. They just collected the revenues from the lands. This was a time in which church offices were bought and sold regularly for profit. And into this world is born Charles Borromeo, the most unlikely saint, because Charles is born into the Medici family. And if you remember your history, you might remember that the Medici family was the wealthiest and most powerful family in Europe. They'd ruled Tuscany for 300 years. They had relatives on most of the thrones of most of the royal palaces of Europe, including four popes. And into this world is born little Charles Borromeo, a man who needs nothing from God, nothing from the gospel, because everything the world could possibly offer him was served up to him on a silver platter just by being born. At the age of 12, young Charles Borromeo is gifted with the title of Abbot of Arona. It was given to him as a birthday present. He had no responsibilities whatsoever to the monastery. All he had to do was possess the title to take the revenues from two monasteries. At the age of 22, Charles Borromeo was named a cardinal by his uncle, the Pope, Paul IV. And remember, these are different days. No strings attached, no terms, no conditions. All he had to do was have the title of cardinal and enjoy all the privileges that a nobility could possibly receive. Here's young Charles Borromeo. He's got a life with everything any young man could possibly want. He's got power, he's got prestige, he's got friends in high places, and a whole lot of money. But this is the one God chooses to become a saint, the least likely saint in the world. Because, you know, something happened. Under all those levels of worldliness and wealth and prestige, something happened in the heart of Charles Borromeo. The Holy Spirit broke through and heard a voice that said, "Feed my lambs, tend my sheep, care for my people." Charles Borromeo astonished his family by telling them that he wanted to become a priest. Over their strong objections, they wanted him to continue the royal line, but he prevailed and he was ordained a priest and a bishop and an archbishop, and he was named Cardinal Archbishop of Milan at the age of 25. And from day one, he began to do things very, very differently. He insisted that he live in his diocese and care for his people. He turned one of his royal palaces into a home for the destitute, gave away the furniture, wore threadbare clothing, preached reform of the church, reform of the clergy, care for the poor, and people were none too pleased. You know, the status quo in any given age is only the status quo because enough wealthy and powerful people want it to remain the status quo. Charles made a lot of enemies. Secular enemies, people of his own household, his friends and relatives, enemies within the church, even an enemy out of the Pope himself. And one cold December night, Charles was praying in his cathedral church in Milan. He survived an assassination attempt from a hired gunman, shot him at point-blank range. They say the fact that he survived is nothing short of a miracle. And as soon as he recuperated from his injuries, he went right back to work. Spent down the Medici family fortune, caring for the poor. They say as many as 70,000 people a day, often by his own hand. Charles Borromeo died at the age of 46. People say that he worked himself to death. One of the things I really love about the life of Charles Borromeo is he shows us the truth of so many of our Lord's words. If you would be my disciple, you will take up your cross, you will deny yourself. If you would be my follower, you will be opposed. And one's enemies may even be what those of his own household. But you know what I love most about the life of Charles Borromeo is that he shows us that God's got a secret weapon. He raises up saints out of the least likely people. And the reason why he does this is not only to show his power, shining through human weakness, but you know, he shows us that when things get dark enough, it becomes clear where the light is coming from. And that light breaks through. And sometimes the least likely people are the one God raises up to become saints. And I'm convinced of this. The same God who was on the job in the time of Charles Borromeo, he's on the job today, and you're going to see it. Remember, somebody once told you, right? We've got a God of surprises, and he's going to raise up saints for the people who he wishes to care for. So, you know, never lose hope just because things appear to be dark. Never lose hope. Resolve, rather, all the more to be part of God's plan. It's the winning team, you know. Let's ask for the prayers of the saints to help us today. St. Charles Borromeo, pray for us.